Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Sitting across the board from me, Mr. Timothy Dennis. Got a busy week coming up here, Timothy, with Thanksgiving and all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
what are you doing this year for Thanksgiving?
Probably Grandma's on Thursday, and we're doing my mom's side of the family over at my sister's on Friday.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm alone this Thanksgiving, Tim.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Well, you're coming over to Grandma's.
Then. No. I'm going to watch some football. I'm going to make a Hungry Man turkey dinner.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm going to sleep like a baby.
You're
going to
make me cry here.
No,
stop
don't
it.
Cry.
Stop
it's all
it.
Good.
Stop
because
it.
I've been on the go, man. We've been just nonstop moving.
Yeah.
For the last, 2 months now?
Absolutely.
So yep. It's going to be nice to have a couple days off. And then I've got my kids for the weekend, which will be nice. Hey, and I got to do this.
Okay.
I would be remiss. And I blew it last night when we were doing the show on Saturday. So I got to do it right now. I got to make it up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my two princesses that just turned 13 and 2 this week.
Uh-huh.
Now, for those of you that know me, I don't give names over the radio. I don't post anything on our website about my kids because there's a lot of goofballs out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my two babies, thank
so
you
Shaniqua
very much.
So, Shaniqua and Shanane, have a great
yes,
birthday.
Yes, have a very good birthday. Daddy loves you both very much. And I'm so pleased. You guys are the best birthday gifts I've ever gotten. So, I'm glad that you're a part of my life. So we've got that. People always badger me, Tim. They're like, because Jay and Grant, they put up pictures of their kids
mm-hmm.
and family
yep.
life and all that stuff. I say, why don't you ever put your kids up? I said, because I don't work on $1 million a year TV show and I can't afford security. But luckily my brother comes into town. You know that. He's a big strapping buck. So like when I go out of town to do these events, I actually fly my brother into Minnesota and he'll stay with the ex-wife and the kids to make sure everything's going good and keeping them under wraps. So it's been the way it's always gone down, and thank God I've got a good brother for that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother Stewie, he's like 9 feet tall. Dude, I gotta also mention this real quick to you. For people that have colds, this is an interesting deal. This has nothing to do with metaphysics, but we talk about alternate medicinal practices, right?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of a neti pot?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have. You can get a dime bag of it for about
a neti pot. My brother's like, Dave, you got to try this thing. It's good for your sinuses, blah, 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 blah. Looks like a little genie lamp. You can get it from any store, right? And, dude, I go on record. I did not get one of these for free. I'm not getting paid to endorse these things, but it was awesome. You put a little of this salty powder into water, lukewarm water, mix it up, put it in the neti pot. You stick the little pot in your nose, and then you tilt it, and it actually runs up into your sinuses and flushes them out.
Ow.
But you know what? It's helped me with my cold considerably. I feel a lot better, and it keeps you all moisturized in your nasal passages.
Nice.
Which is very good. So if you want to see something funny and disturbing at the same time, type in N-E-T-I and then the word pot, P-O-T, at like YouTube. And every chucklehead with a video camera has like made their own neti pot video.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, though, is this one big guy. He kind of looks like the big giant from the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
And he's got it in there and he does it. He shows himself flushing the nasal cavity and then he kind of shrugs and then you see him grab the coffee pot and pour it into the neti pot and then he starts freebasing coffee. It was just hilarious.
Ooh.
It's this funny little video, but it actually works. So folks, if you're not feeling well, try that neti pot thing. It's crazy. I'm getting over this cold. Everybody's feeling better. Had a great time ghost hunting this weekend, spending my birthday with a bunch of good people and fun friends, and got some cool little audio bits we're going to be playing next week on our show from some of the people that I was hanging out with ghost hunting with this last weekend. But we're going to get into our show here this evening and get going because we've got an exciting twist. This is something different for us, Tim.
Absolutely.
We've had a lot of psychic mediums on the show in the past, and we've talked to people that have these abilities. And it was cute. When I talked to Rochelle about being on the show, she said, how did you hear about me? I said, well, you emailed me twice. And she said, oh, yeah, there's that. And she was very cool. But she's kept in touch with us, wanted to be a guest on the show, was telling me what she did. And I wanted to kind of hold her off because of one of the things she does I thought was interesting, since yesterday was the anniversary date of the assassination of JFK.
Mm-hmm.
And today being the 23rd, I wanted to bring Rochelle on because Rochelle Sparrow is a psychic trance channeler. What that means is she's able to connect with entities on the other side of the veil who communicate to her with words. And the entities can also be people who have passed over her guides and your guides, as well as others who can come to her to communicate with those who are living. The guides she works with also present her with energy to identify. The energy can be, you know, of a particular person, a situation, or an event. She also has sensory perception visions. She hears telepathic messages from the ancestors of the individual she's channeling for and can make predictions. She's also been known to connect with people who have passed on, such as JFK, as well as entities thought to exist in other worlds. Her abilities are versatile. She's also known to be very accurate in personality profiling. And, again, if you want more information, she's also works with ShirleyMcLean.com. And just an interesting lady. Go check out our website, RochelleSparrow.com, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, Sparrow, S-P-A-R-R-O-W.com. And if you want to get sessions with her as well, you can contact her at 602-430-6447. So let's welcome to the first time here on the Darkness on the Edge of Town, our guest, Rochelle Sparrow. Good evening.
Good evening, Dave. Thank you so much. I am just so thrilled to be here. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we appreciate you keeping in touch with us and keeping in contact to alert it. And again, folks, if you have a guest that you'd like to hear on our show or you believe you'd be a good guest on our show, I always encourage you to keep in touch with us. Write to Dave at darknessradio.com. Give me a nice blurb about yourself. What do you do? What kind of sets you apart from other people? That's what stood out with Rochelle's email to me, and I wanted to bring her on and do this. Well, Rochelle, let's start at the beginning here so we can give our listeners some background on you. At what age did you begin to develop your abilities, or did you take notice that you were different than other people?
Well, I believe that I've had an ability to read energy since birth. And I truly believe that's how we communicate as humans. So we have feelings inside of us, and we're able to identify those particular feelings. So I had a very difficult and traumatic childhood, and through my childhood, I really focused in on my ability to heal as I got older. Through that process, I became interested in becoming a therapist. So I got my master's in social work, and I started to work as a therapist. Along the same time, I became very interested in Carl Jung. So I started to study the unconscious and dream states and how dream states affect our waking state. And they do, because our dream states are really states of who we really are without defenses. So it's a very raw process when you go in and you start to examine and analyze your dream states. So I became involved in that particular process. And then I became interested in a type of meditation state called shamanic meditation. So I started to go into trance states. And these trance states led me into connecting with power animals on the other side of the veil, in the middle world, upper world, and lower world.
Power animals?
Power animals. Those okay. are animals that lead you into different experiences when you go into a meditation state.
Is that what, I know that the Native American culture referred to them as totem or as animal guides. Is that basically what you're referring to as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to practice this kind of shamanic trance state for about 10 years. And after about 10 years, instead of seeing what I was seeing, which was a lot of visions, I started to connect with a voice. And I was a social worker at the time, so you could possibly imagine that might have been disconcerting for me. And I hid it. I didn't tell anybody what was going on because I was afraid they were going to give me a psychotropic drug.
Right. Some people might actually pay for those psychotropic drugs, though.
I'm sorry?
I said some people might actually pay to get those psychotropic drugs.
That's absolutely correct, but in my case, it would have been forced.
Now, were you ever afraid of this ability? I mean, did you ever think, you know, I mean, we always talk about it, and people are always, oh, yeah, you know, I was born with this ability, and I helped to develop it, but you know, I'm just curious. Did you ever at any point think, oh man, this is maybe just something I don't want to keep letting come out?
Well, actually, there has been a couple of times. You know, a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
Yes. Sometimes a lot of knowledge can even be more dangerous.
That's absolutely correct. And there was this one time when I was meditating with these kinds of auras that are called aura soma auras, which are colored oils. And I had them spread all over my aura, and I was asking to connect with God. Now, I wasn't asking to connect with a specific energy of God, such as love and light, but I was asking to connect with the whole of God. So basically what I was asking to do was go into psychosis, which I didn't realize at the time. So I'm doing these kinds of meditations for 3 days, and I started to connect with some energy which was not of the nicer side. It was very dark.
Now, when you do these meditations, are you also fasting during this time?
You can. People do. I haven't in particular, but I know that people do because it tends to enhance their meditation. But
as a medical person, wouldn't it also help to enhance the fact for hallucinations?
I believe so. That's not been my particular experience, but I believe that's the case.
Okay. So you were trying to communicate with God, and you found that his answering service was a bitch to get through.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm sorry, the Lord is busy. Would you like to continue to hold?
It was a busy signal, so he put me over to the other side, which was the dark side.
That's not good.
No, it wasn't good. And there are entities on the dark side.
Tim,
who
she was being punked by the Lord.
I know, isn't that sweet?
Well, she was being punked by God.
Ashton Kutcher and God got together and punked you.
Put her through to the dark side. I'm a little busy today.
But you know what? It's really kind of a necessary experience as you probably know, when you've been on your own paranormal investigations, it's really a very necessary thing to know about these kinds of energies.
Trust me, I've been married twice. I know how important it was to know what the evil looks like, so now I can look for the good. We have to take a quick break here, Rochelle. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and do more talk and learn more about you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio right here every Saturday and Sunday night from 9 to midnight on your home for paranormal talk. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. This evening, we're speaking with Rochelle Sparrow. She is a psychic trance channeler. If you're interested, check out her website at RochelleSparrow.com. That's RochelleSparrow.com. If you don't want to jot that down, just go to our website at DarknessRadio.com. Click on upcoming shows, and you'll see the picture of the lovely Rochelle there. You can click the picture or click the link. It'll take you directly to her website. So let's get back into this now. You mentioned a lot of meditation. You know, that's the one problem. A lot of us don't have time to kind of sit down and do this meditation ritual. And the other problem I've had is every time I try to meditate, I can't get my mind to shut up.
I know.
To focus.
And that's really a common problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily one that should put you off, because what happens is that you get past that with discipline. And I know that that's not a nice word, discipline, but it's really the truth. You know, if you sit down and you pay attention and just focus in, even just for a half hour a day, you're going to develop your inherent psychic abilities. And everybody has them. Everybody out there that's listening tonight, you all have your own psychic abilities. Some of you have more developed abilities than others, but every single one of you do have abilities. So,
but is that kind of like everybody can sing, but not everybody can sing well? Isn't that it? I mean, you can. Are you sure you're really tapping into psychic abilities? Everybody can do it, or, you know, see the problem I would automatically have as a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is hopefully the voice we try to bring to our audience. Is I'm a skeptical believer on these things. I've seen some things I cannot explain away, and I've dealt with a lot of psychic mediums who blow me away with what they're able to come through with. But one thing that kind of trips my trigger about people with your ability is, like, you studied what was the term you used at the beginning? You
demonic meditation?
No, not that.
Jungian analysis?
Where you were actually able to, you know, you studied, not psychiatry, but, you know, people, and you know
psychology.
How to do that. Right, psychology, that's the word. My mind went totally blank there, Tim. For $2,000, the password is psychology. How do you know when you're doing readings for people that you're not just a really good psychologist and a really good reader of people and knowing what they need?
Well, it's just, it's a different kind of energy. I know when I'm going into a trance state, I don't necessarily understand the messages that I'm been giving, mm-hmm. and I don't necessarily make sense of the messages that come through me. So when I start sitting down and trans-channeling for a person, I don't ask questions. I just give them whatever comes through me, and it makes sense to that particular person, but I don't necessarily make sense out of it in terms of the information itself.
All right. I understand. Okay, let's go back in. So you do all these different forms of focus and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And now having psychic ability is one thing. Being able to speak to the dead is another. But when did you realize that you could channel? Would you recommend, there's a lot of people out there now that think that they're psychic because they've read a couple of books,
mm-hmm.
and they listen to a couple of cassettes.
Uh-huh.
And cassettes, wow, look at me, I'm a 70s throwback child. They listen to their CDs or their iPod versions of meditation rituals. Do you believe everybody should be okay and open to trans-channeling and allowing spirits to work through them?
Everybody has their particular psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not that's trans-channeling, maybe it is, maybe it's not. I'm not really sure. But I do believe it is our inherent state. It really is who we are inside of us. So, for example, we can identify yours. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. Let's call in our guides, angels, and ancestors of love, light, and grace. Guides and angels on our right, guides and angels on our left, guides and angels in front, and guides and angels in back to harmonize and balance all energies that are drawn to this particular session and leave us centered in the Christ light. He has an ability to be able to focus inward and receive images regarding his own gut instinct. So he has instincts that then show up in parallel with images that he receives in his mind. He is able to focus in on those particular images and follow through with what he sees. Now, they tend to be long-winded, so I'm going to stop here. But I will just let you know that, and let's see if they have anything else that's important to say in that. What occurs for him in particular is that his senses lead him to and forward to more images. This is in his mind, so that his being then has a sense about where to go and what direction to go forward from. This is an individual who can open also to telepathic communication. He does have an ability at times in an uncanny manner to reiterate what someone else is saying or thinking about simultaneously as the person is either watching a film or thinking about something they've read or has not spoken aloud their particular thoughts. So he does have these two particular abilities, is correct. Okay?
All right. Now, when you're calling in the guides and spirits and such, are you calling in your guides and spirits, my guides and spirits?
Yes.
It's a mixture of both?
Yes.
So it's kind of a cotillion. We got a little dance going on. Okay. Now, and my ancestors. Now, when you do this, mm-hmm. they're able to, do you get my, when you call in those people, are you getting my ancestors from this lifeline or from previous lives?
The whole shebang.
Wow. So it got real crowded it got real crowded in the studio there for a few minutes.
It did.
Huh? Now, do you know if we're looking to do this stuff and now, guides, you know, we've talked about guides on the show. I've never actually asked, what it is. How do I know who my guide is? And do you have names for the guides that you see around us?
Well, yes. And we could do that as well. Do you want to do that?
Please.
Okay, let's do it. It's fun. Okay. In that, he has, okay, you've got quite a few here. I got, okay, it feels like 14, but you have 4 to 14. I'm going to say there's 10 that move in and out. However, the main guide, your soul guide, is one we wish to speak aloud about here, because this is an individual, I'm going to say this is an individual who feels, and this is where I go into translating the energy, he feels like he's a Viking to me. He has an ability to be forthright, uncannily clear, but also quite direct. He can, it feels like, make battle when need to. He can overcome obstacles that would break someone else into pieces. And he also, okay, thank you. I want to say that I'm getting like a wooden club image, as a sensory image of him taking a wooden club and pounding someone with it, or something with it, I should say. And he also has a great gift for story. This is an individual who works through you continually. He helps bring and bridge forth ideas. It feels like for storylines, and he helps to bridge transitions in which you're feeling as though there's nothing coming up or nowhere to go. He purposely makes a bridge toward someone else to make a connection with. This is an individual who explores, who expands his life like a Viking, again, exploring new territory, and who has a great gift to be able, again, to know what direction to move in and toward. He is an individual who is strong, but also is wary. His downfall is, at times, suspicion in regards to people. He can be somewhat distrustful. However, the distrusting attitude he has been of service as well in terms of movement forward, exploring new territory, so that there is no taking advantage of this particular individual. He has clear vision, clear eyesight, so that the suspicion serves a purpose in that he is a protector, and he is able to gain protection for those he considers or that he is friends with or loyal to as well. So this is an individual that has long been with him throughout many lifetimes. His being is quite clear in the information he provides for you as well. His intellect is sharp. There are few details that I want to say get past him, and he is rather able to not only spot inaccuracy, but to remember, I want to say the energy is whole things at once. Okay, like a telepathic memory or a clear memory. Okay, let's go on. Thank
Rochelle,
you.
Let's do this.
Memory. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Rochelle, we have to take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll finish this up. I do have a couple questions about what you're doing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Paranormal Talk Radio right here with Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This evening, we're joined by Rochelle Sparrow. She's a psychic transchanneler, and we're just talking to her about My Spirit Guides. Now, I'm curious, and I know the listeners are going to be curious, too, as you're doing this and you launch in, Now, you were just explaining my soul guide to me, and were you describing him, or was he coming through and describing me to you?
Well, he comes through in words that I hear from my particular guides, and what he does is he helps you through his energy.
Okay.
So the
description you were just giving, though, right? So the description you were just giving, though, is kind of what he and I do together?
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yes.
So I've got kind of a strong Viking energy protector around me that helps me get through the troublesome times and get through a lot of the stuff that goes on, but also with my suspicious nature, I guess. that's a good thing. Is that kind of like the fight or flight deal? It just kind of heightens my awareness so that I can be a better protector for other people and for myself?
It's not a flight or fight thing. It's like you move through it with this kind of suspicion, which just keeps you quite aware.
Okay.
So you're constantly aware of, very present. He's a very present energy. He's very aware of what's happening around him. So he's on alert.
Now, is this Viking, like, energy that you feel around me, is this definitely, would this be an ancestor to me, or would this just be, can you just pick up spirit guides and things that have nothing to do with you in any of your lifetimes?
Let me see. Is he an ancestor? I'll have to find out. I got to know.
Sure.
He has been with you throughout many lifetimes. I actually got India energy. He has been with you in India as well.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you said I have between 4 and 14 guides that kind of move through my life. Now, what does that mean? Do they kind of throw up their hands at points and just say, you know what, screw this. This guy's not listening. We're going to move on and help somebody else. Or do they don't like to see what I'm doing in the shower? What, you know, exactly what do you mean by they're moving in and out of my lives?
Okay, let's find out. In that his being is not as stubborn now as he used to be. So that's good news for you.
Right.
And he actually is much more easy and more open to work with currently than he has been previously. So you've made some changes.
In this lifetime or in all of my lifetimes?
You're saying in this lifetime.
Okay. So when I was younger, I was harder to deal with, and now that I'm getting older, it's easier to get through the veil to me? Is that what they're saying?
Maybe you've mellowed. I think that's what they're
saying. It happens when you turn 41, Rochelle. You get older and you start to just give up on life. No, I mean, you just start to...
Then you get your AARP card and you start eating soup and fruit, and it's all over from there.
I got to get to
Denny's for the early bird special.
Okay, let's see. You're older and wiser. Let's see here. In that your being has, it feels like several different projects now simultaneously, not just one after another. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're multitasking here. And these individuals come in and out to serve specific purposes. So they move around in your life to help you, it feels like, overcome, deal with blocks. And these blocks have to do especially with people and conflicts, which I want to say personality issues, in which they help you make bridges to what's needed, what's necessary in terms, it feels like getting something done, getting the work done, but also to smooth over conflicts. Is correct. So there are many different entities who move in and out around you.
All right. And now with each one of them, do they each have their own strengths when you have guides and spirit guides and soul guides? Do they each have their own strengths that help you in these particular areas? Or
they do. They have their own strengths, and they come in and they lend you whatever their strengths are. So they lend their energy to whatever you're doing in your life so that you can move ahead and you can move forward. And you can count on them being there for you.
What about the times, though, you know, people go through depression.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, especially we're coming into the holidays, you know, people start going through a downtime. Does that mean our spirit guides have left us?
Absolutely not. those.
Or our spirit guides just think, you know what, you do suck. Maybe you should kill yourself. I mean, what?
Oh,
yeah. How are they?
Oh God.
Well, how do they? You know, I mean, because people do that. Yeah, they make that. They make that move. I mean, what is the spirit guide, and why aren't they helping you get over that depression?
Okay, I think that you bring up a very, very good point, and I hope that we have enough time in the segments to really talk about this in a very thorough manner.
Sure. Well, we got another hour and 10 minutes with you, okay, so if we can't get through it in this next 5 minutes, we'll come back for more.
Okay, awesome. Because what happens is that people truly forget their inner connections to their true self and true source. I mean, we do have a purpose here on the planet Earth. We're really here to express who we are and to find out who we really are so that we can express who we really are. In that way, we connect with not only the truth of who we are, but we simultaneously connect with God or Source. Why? And this is my personal belief system. God knows who God is through our life expression. So we show God a part of who God is through whatever we're doing outside of ourselves. Now, if we have emotional blocks, which I certainly understand depression, whoever is listening to this show out there, because I suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome because of my childhood and clinical depression. So I perfectly understand what those situations feel like and how horrible those inner experiences can be. But they're really experiences to help you to mirror whatever energy is inside of you, outside of you, so that you can look at that energy. In other words, if you're shutting down emotionally, if you're isolating, if you're drinking too much, if you're pulling the blinds on your windows and staying in the bedroom with the covers drawn up and sleeping too much or overeating or however it's expressed, the depression that you're feeling, it's really a mirror to take a look inside of you at that energy of depression and truly begin to heal it. And the way to healing it is getting in touch with who you are and getting in touch with Source. Now, why is that necessary? Well, I think that God learns through our creative expression, through our healing, through our connection with ourselves. Because when we connect with ourselves, with who we truly are, we're better able to connect with each other as people. And that may seem really trite, you know, and it may seem like a saying in a birthday card or a Christmas card or something, but if you really take a look at the state of the world, if you really see the famine and the wars and how disconnected people are, it is our real true purpose on Earth to learn how to connect with ourselves and therefore how to connect with other people. And depression is a disconnect. Somewhere along the line, you've really learned to cut off and isolate from yourself. And that was taught to you by some situation, by family members, whatever happened externally to you. So you're in the position of helping yourself become open to healing it. Now, the purpose of guides and the purpose of angels, too, and I've got a story about that later on in the show tonight, but the purpose of your guides is not to solve your problems for you. The purpose of your guides is to give you a direction, is to help you see another view, is to help you point someplace else, something else to do other than, for example, shutting down the blinds or drinking too much or overeating.
So they're there to be, as a guide. They're like a map. They're giving you roadmaps to different ways to get to where you need to be in life. It's just up to you to choose that path.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And we really do have those choices.
Let's take a quick break here again, and then we'll come back for our last segment for this hour. You guys are listening to the best in paranormal talk radio. Well, welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. The first hour, man, this thing's gone by fast with our guest, Rochelle Sparrow. We are talking to Rochelle. She's a psychic. She's also a trans channeler. And we're learning a little bit about spirit guides, soul guides, our helpers and ancestors that seem to be with us all the time. Now, let me, you know, something you brought up a couple times is you said God learns through us. Now, you know, we've all been brought up, at least in the Christian faith, to believe God is all-knowing and all-powerful, and he created us in his image. How does he already, doesn't he already know this stuff? How is he learning through us and our mistakes?
Ah, don't you just love it? I just love that. Thank you so much for asking that question. I think it's such an important question because it really leaves us, that question leaves us, all humanity, in a position that's not equal. And it disempowers us. And I think that is such a great question because it's the truth. We've all been brought up in this kind of mindset that somehow we are not equal to, that somehow we're subservient to this all-powerful God. But from my particular point of view, from my investigation into my life, I had to rethink all of who I am. Because from my childhood, I was in an isolated position. There's actually something called white slavery in the United States. It's really not talked about, but I was isolated, and I was in this kind of dangerous situation for many, many years, so that when I got out of this situation, when I was 24 years of age, when my stepfather died, who was my abuser, then I began to truly explore through analysis and through therapy what I thought I was. And that's why I think that we as natural human beings, we have psychic abilities, and they're all different, and we also are able to connect with God in quite an equal manner, and I think in a purposeful manner. And I don't believe that God is all-knowing. I think that God, in my definition, in my terms, is energy. And I think that there's energy in everything. There's dog energy, there's rug energy, there's file cabinet energy, there's people energy, there's tree energy. And I think that God has all the energy that God needs. They say that people who are scientists say that there's no energy that can be made. However, energy can be made in different creative combinations to make something seemingly new, to make a new identity. So, for example, there's billions of people on this planet, but every single one of us is quite different. Every single one of us is a different combination of energies. So I think that we are created because God wants to see more of who it is. I don't think that energy has a face. So, for example, if we were all to stand up, everybody out there, and you don't have a mirror in front of you, you really can't see who you are or what you're about. But if you put your hand out there in front of you, if you reach out your arm, then of course you can see your hand. I think that we are God's hands. I think that we are Source's hands, same thing as God. I use those words interchangeably. I think God is energy. I think that we are made to really create with our energy through who we are, our skills, talents, and abilities, and through our creation, God knows more about who it is, who he is, who she is. And then through that particular recognition, then God can prompt us through spiritual prompts, through intuitive insights, through epiphanies, and lead us into a yet another direction so that we can create more, so God knows more about itself. I think that we consciously...
You almost make it sound like God is like a learning computer that that as different effects are put into play, the computer continues to upgrade and learn from itself.
That's exactly right.
Bill Gates is responsible for God. Did you hear that, Tim?
I know that, yeah.
Microsoft is also our Lord now. We knew it. Damn it.
Microsoft is all-knowing.
Yes.
Except for Vista.
I was going to say, unfortunately, I'm downloaded with Vista.
Yeah,
so,
so it's still learning.
Crazy stuff. With doing what we do on the show, we're always trying to explore new avenues and understand this. I want to go back real quickly. We have about 4 minutes left in this segment. You mentioned the beginning when you tried to link in, you were sent over to the dark energy instead of the light at first.
Yes.
Was that also, do you believe, a learning deal? Do you believe that you were sent there by God or by source?
I was sent there by my own ignorance, actually. But I sent
because you got bored waiting on hold for God? You ended up letting yourself be plugged in somewhere else?
Yes, because I was connecting to everything. I was asking to be connected with all energy. So I used the word energy, God, source interchangeably. And I was really looking at psychosis. I was linking up with some real negative stuff there.
So that is important then for people that are trying to get into this psychic realm and want to open themselves up. They should be careful to not open themselves up to all energy because it can prove to be bad. How do you differentiate then between what's good and what's bad? At first, doesn't it make itself known as just energy, and then can't you end up opening yourself up for an ass kicking psychically by opening up that door?
You are right. You know, that's a very smart question, because what happens is that everybody that's delving into and developing their own psychic abilities will run into those kinds of energies. So you observe them, you look at them, you say, no, I don't think I want to interact with that guy across the street that's looking disheveled, that looks like he may be on drugs. I don't think so.
Okay.
So you kind of like step back and you don't cross the street. But in my case, I cross the street. Not recommended to do.
Right.
There. But, you know, that was my naivety. And that's right. You are going to run into all sorts of different energies when you begin in this kind of field. When you begin to develop your own abilities, there are all sorts of energies out there. So you learn and you discriminate. You say, oh, you know, I think I'll like talk to the nice gentleman over here.
Well, folks, that's an important part. And I want to make sure that you're listening to what she just said. When you're new into this and you're trying to expand yourself, which is people that we run into all the time, you need to be careful. You can't be naive and think that you have control over the powers that you open yourself up to. You need to guard yourself and be specific. If you're trying to link with God and source, that's the intent and that's what you're opening yourself up to, because there is a lot of stuff out there that can attach itself to you and create havoc, or as you were mentioning, psychosis.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And this is to the love and light of God, by the way,
right?
Because I was asking you to be connected to all of God's energy, which isn't necessarily of love and light. So you really have to be careful, and you have to be discriminating about who you're going to connect with and who you're going to interact with. But I'm thankful for that experience, because I learned, and I pulled back, and I was able to get out of it and realize what I was doing. But it is a beginning experience for most people. In my particular journey, because it's been a shamanic one, I tend to go off and learn about these things on my own.
Right. Well, we're going to take another break here for the top of the hour. We'll come back. We'll continue on with you, get some more insights and more information. And again, if you're interested, check out Rochelle's website at RochelleSparrow.com, RochelleSparrow.com. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk a little bit more about this and maybe even get a chance to find out from JFK what's going on the other side. We'll be back with more right here on your home for Paranormal Talk Radio, Darkness Radio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.